For the entire week of this mission trip, I was completely amazed with the kindness that the people at our work site showed to us. My group, which was led by Bill and Alden, worked on the ceiling of a church that was about 10 minutes from the church that we were staying at. The people who were at this church and working with us were so welcoming, which I didn't quite expect because there are plenty of stereotypes that can be made about us, people who are wealthier. They could have just sat back and watched us work, but instead they did everything they could to make sure we were comfortable and fed and had all the tools that we needed, which I can imagine would be quite tedious to just sit and wait for us to need a tool or want a drink or something. So Monday was our first work day, and we came into this church and met all these new people, and we started to work pretty much right away. They gave us different tools and taught us how to put plaster in the corners of ceilings and things, and this one man, Angel, was very helpful with all the jobs we had to do, and he was so kind and enthusiastic, which I thought was amazing because he spoke the least English out of all of the people in that church that we were working at. But all he wanted to do was talk to us and help us and get to know us, even though we spoke two different languages, but he made such an effort to communicate with us. So not only did they do everything in their power to communicate with us, but they also considered all of the things we ate, which was so kind because all of the meals, most of the meals we had included meat of some sort, and Lindy and I are vegetarians. Well, Lindy's sometimes vegetarian when she feels like it. But we tried not to be rude and things, but they considered our diets and they brought us mac and cheese pretty much every day. So back to Monday. Monday was not only our first work day, but it was also my birthday. And I did not expect any type of special treatment, obviously, because this trip wasn't about me. But on the work site, some of the people in our care group were talking to the people at the church, and they mentioned that it was my birthday. And some of the women were talking to me about what type of cake I liked and things like that. And later at lunch, we were all just eating and talking, and suddenly a giant cake was placed on the table in front of us. Everyone began to sing, and apparently it was a tradition that the person whose birthday it was had to bite the corner of the cake. So that was fun. Later, we learned that the pastor of the church we were working for ordered this cake. So I was blown away that these people who had only known us for a few hours were willing to go above and beyond in their hospitality and make us feel welcome. There's a certain genuine kindness you need to be able to welcome strangers into your community and become friends with them and make them feel at home. I saw this quality in each and every one of these people. I think everyone can benefit from knowing true kindness like theirs.